Next, we have Billy.
Billy Alcoholic. I'm from Florence, Kentucky. We drove 35 hours to get out here to come be of service and to experience an Arizona conference. So relationships in AA. I'll be the first one to say that they're not easy. They take a lot of work. Both parties have to be willing to put in the same amount of work to make a relationship happen. For me, I'm currently in a relationship. Me and my girlfriend have been together for a year. We met at a conference. And I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. It hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been the most prettiest road or anything like that. But like I said, it takes two parties to tango. You both have to be working a program if you're both in AA to drop those egos, to be speaking with love, to do all these things that you want to do. You know, we could sit here and dream all day about wanting to have this beautiful, perfect relationship. But at the end of the day, are you willing to put the work in to make it happen? You know, me and my girlfriend, we haven't been the perfect couple. You know, we have our problems. And we work through them. I call my sponsor, you know, and work my steps and stuff like that. I mean, and I'll tell you one thing. If you're in a relationship, do not say to your partner, call your sponsor. That is one way to start one of the biggest fights, because then, therefore, the ego gets inflated. You're telling me I'm not working my program. I'm not doing this, blah, 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 blah. Who are you to tell me, you know, how to work my program? My sponsor can do this, do that, blah. It gets really messy really, really quickly. You know, I mean, like, even while we were here, I mean, like, we had a couple petty fights over because we're tired and we're not taking care of ourselves. Like, not eating, not drinking enough water, the dry heat getting to us, you know, driving that 35 hours, you know. Tensions can get real high over the smallest stuff. I mean, it can flare out of control before you even know it. And then you're like, how did this even happen? I can't tell you how many times that has happened to where we got into a fight over some petty stuff and it just flare out of control. And then, you know, the next thing you know, we're just like two worlds apart, and there's like, we have to take like a couple days or break from each other to come back as one. I don't know. Like, for me, it takes like a whole different breed. You know, when I came in, you know, I was so cold to talking with men, being friends with men, to now I'm almost 2 years sober, and I have some of my best friends are men, and I don't even associate with women unless my girlfriend sponsors them or they ride hard for my girlfriend. I don't go around talking to random women. You know, I'm not gonna stand up here and lie to you. I mean, I've done 13 stepping. Is it cool? Hell no. You know, I'm just gonna be completely honest with you guys. If you do it, you do it. That's your experience. I don't know your sex ideal, anything like that. But I know for me that shit can be really, really harmful to me. And then my ego starts getting inflated, and, you know, I got this big head about me. Look at me, look at me. Sorry if I sound a little fried. I'm kind of tired. But I mean, like, you know, my best friend, and he is here with me at this conference. His name's Terry. And this guy has literally, he was the first person that took me through the steps, and I had just gotten a little over a year sober. That was my first time I fully worked the steps. So I was in a relationship for like 6.5 months without working any steps. Try being dry without working any steps, not doing anything, and only doing a service commitment called outreach and driving to hella conferences. And it just doesn't work out very well when you're in a relationship and you're dry. It got to a point to where I was ready to kill myself or put a bottle in my mouth. And I called Terry, and he showed up for me. He came to my house at like 4 o'clock in the morning when I had a bottle in my hand, ready to stick it in my mouth, and took it from me. And constantly ever since, this man has shown up for me and shown me love when I wasn't able to love myself. And that means the world to me. You know, making relationships with men Being an alcoholic for myself is very, very, it's touchy. Like I said, I was cold to men when I first got here. And now I kind of tend to think of myself as a sensitive thug. Like, I can get vulnerable with these men and not feel like I'm being a pussy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I'm being a pussy or like I'm not cool or blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not afraid to cry in front of a man now. When I first came in, I was like, I can't cry in front of this guy. I need a woman to cry with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just that type of thinking where it was like, I had to have someone else other than a man that didn't have a dick and balls between their legs to be sensitive with. And now I have a whole fellowship around me. Thankfully to WIPAW, like, I got to travel and meet all these great men across the country. So now I don't have to, like, be completely, I don't have to, like, go out and search for a man to talk to, or go self-seeking for a woman to cry with or talk about my problems. It is very hard to, get vulnerable with men. And if you struggle with that, just keep at it. I know for me and my relationship right now, currently, me and my girlfriend are in relationships counseling because we want to save our relationship. There's been small problems that have arisen in our relationship that, if not treated and fixed, can cause a huge rift, and then both parties just drift apart. And I will say that that's not easy, you know, because I have a big ego and I don't like being told about myself, especially a woman counselor. We have a woman counselor, and she likes to tell me about myself and blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you know, I gotta sit there and swallow that shit while I'm sitting there next to her, and I gotta swallow this. And then she's like, why are you stonewalling? And I'm like, because you're pissing me off. Like, fuck you, you know? And it's just like, I just wanna like snap. Like, there's just certain instances where I wanna snap, but I have to pause and think about what I'm going to say next. That one word can cause the biggest problems, and it could be the simplest little thing to blow it all to pieces. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not perfect in relationships, and, you know, I've lost a lot of friendships in AA due to not me or the other person not putting in the work to save the relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it. But I do know that if you want the relationship to work, you will put the work in. And it's not easy at all. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm a little bit fried, so that's all I got. Sorry.